Have at it. Let's go. I don't have an opening statement other than excited about our draft.
5 picks total. Is that something you were not aiming for early on?
Well, I'm always aiming for 20 picks total, but obviously we don't have that. So, yeah, look, you know, just the way the draft fell and the moves we made, that's what we ended up with. And look, I'm excited about it. I'm excited that we I'm excited about the moves that we were able to make. There were opportunities. We were looking for some opportunities a couple times, you know, to see maybe move back and pick up a pick or two, but it didn't manifest itself. So, as I mentioned before, pre-draft, I tend to favor moving up and going after somebody, but I'm not opposed to moving back and picking up picks.
You had called Jeff Ireland a voice of reason because you said last year you and Sean are more aggressive. Was it the players this year? Was it just feeling good about the talent, young talent base you already have?
Yeah, I think it was the players that we got that we wanted to get. I would say that more than anything else.
Mickey, it seemed like guard was a position of need heading into the draft. So why did y'all not draft a guard? And
yeah.
Is that a position that y'all are going to look for a way to address?
Yeah, I think we went into the draft. I think in a perfect world, we would have gotten a guard, and we had our eye on a few guys. And look, we just didn't get the opportunity to draft them. Where we thought the value existed. We've got some candidates in house. We will be aggressively pursuing some college free agents, and we'll look at we'll look at some veterans as well.
Were y'all perhaps looking at Joshua Garnett?
Yeah, I'd rather not say the who and in the draft, but there were a number of guys that we liked. Let me restate that. There were a few guys that we liked. I didn't think that there was a lot of players at those positions, the interior line, but we had our eye on a few, and it just didn't turn out that way.
Mickey, will Andres Pete factor into that equation at all?
He could. Yeah, he could. You know, we're gonna try to, you know, we're gonna do our best to get our 5 best offensive linemen on the field, and I think Sean does a good, you know, Sean and our staff do a great job of that.
In that class, you've got a couple of guys that are kind of forgotten men: Davis Toll and PJ Williams.
Yeah.
What's the update on them? And do they factor into your all's depth chart where you're really affected maybe this draft?
I wouldn't say that it affected this draft, and yet, you know, we've seen some things about those guys that were encouraging. And you know, this off season is going to be real important for them. And, you know, in Davis's case, he was injured and missed most of last off season. You know, we saw a couple glimpses in training camp last year that we were real encouraged by, and then he got hurt again. So he's had to rehab that, but that rehab's going well. And I'd say we're anxious to see what we have in the coming months. PJ as well, you know, look, we like the talent. That's why we drafted him a year ago. He's in working hard, you know, in the early part of our offseason here, so we're encouraged with that as well.
David Onyemata, can you talk about what you liked so much about him?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. Obviously, you guys, heard from him and know a little bit about the story now from his coach. And we were really intrigued with this talent. And we recognized that, he wasn't playing at an SEC school, obviously. And so there's some questions about the level of competition. But, man, we like the traits, the talent. We like the guy, the makeup of the player. And, we went aggressively to go get him. And I'm pretty confident, you know, we had some information. I'm pretty confident that he wouldn't have been available to us if we'd have stayed right where we were at. So we're excited to have him. I would say that we see some versatility in this player, and we're expecting some early contributions. This isn't, you know, a guy that's just going to sit and not be productive for us. I think we expect some early contributions from him.
Did Bill Johnson really go to bat for him, having worked him out?
I think everyone that saw him, and beginning with our area scout and following all the way through with Bill and Brian Young and everyone who looked at him, I would say everyone was standing up saying, hey, this is a guy we want.
It seems like you've devoted a lot of resources to Canada and over the last few years. Does the success you've had with some of these guys
Well, I don't know that. I think that's just, coincidence. And look, it's good work by our scouting department to, look outside the box a little bit. Although I wouldn't say that he was a secret, though. I think this was a guy that a lot of teams knew about and liked. And then it just becomes a manner, a manner of managing the draft so that you get him in a spot that you feel good about. And so I wouldn't say that this was something that only we knew about. That's not the case at all.
Were the Packers the team you were trying to get ahead of?
I'd rather not say what teams, but there were a few actually that we were concerned about. I don't know that, I wouldn't say that we absolutely knew someone was going to take them, but there were a few teams that we were concerned about. Good.
And, the last pick is Will Daniel. Let's go.
Yeah. I would say, look, we get to the seventh round and you're looking at the highest graded guy on our board at that time. And there's a lot of things about him we like. We see him as initially a third down back. But look, your seventh round pick, you're going to be a four core special teams player. And we like his makeup, like it a lot. Think he'll be a real strong guy for our special teams. And then, we see how he develops as a running back.
Is there any particular position that y'all weren't able to fill in the draft?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it already. The interior line position, we went in probably hoping that we would be able to get one in this draft, and it just didn't turn out that way.
Are there positions like that, possibly maybe defensive line, defensive end, where you will want to add a veteran, or you'll be okay with filling out the roster tonight and this week?
Yeah, I think this, first of all, we're going to be aggressive in this college free agent market, and then, we'll end up with, 90 players on our roster, but we're going to look at every opportunity to improve our team. If that's a veteran down the road, it may be a free agent, it may be a trade. We'll explore a lot of opportunities, and I wouldn't say that there's anything glaring that we feel like, hey, we have to do. But there are some things that we'll look at pretty seriously.
What do you guys and your scouts do now? How much time do they get off before they start looking at 2017?
Well, they're not getting any time off right now because they're upstairs working on these college free agents. But we've got some cleanup to do. We'll review our draft process over the next few days. And then, we'll bring them back probably for our mini camp. And then we'll spend a little more time, tweaking our process a little bit. But they'll have a period here to exhale over the next few weeks. I think we feel pretty good about it. I think that I wouldn't say it fell as we expected because you never really know what to expect. But at each point, there were some players that we felt real good about. It wasn't a case of, where all of a sudden you think, man, we might not end up with anyone that we, have targeted or really like. So I think it went well for us.
What happened when y'all passed?
We didn't pass. We had our pick in. That's an incorrect report. It was close, though. It was close. And look, that was a product of the trade and getting the paperwork and getting the okay and getting the kid's name spelled right on the card. All those sorts of things when you have less than a minute and a half to go. But our card was in.
Sean had mentioned you were debating the two Ohio State players at 47. Can you say where your top three, they were all among your top 30 players?
Yeah, I'd rather not say that. It was up there, though. The four guys we got were pretty high on our board, and look, everybody can say that and does say that. Right. So it sounds a little redundant when you say that.
How close was it to getting skipped on the pick? How many seconds do you all have?
Well, it was close. It was close. There's a lot of vowels in this kid's name. but it was close. But we did have our pick in time. All right.
Does it get kind of this next couple of hours here with the college free agent? Is it a little chaotic up
there? It's a little chaotic. I would equate it to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. There's a lot of hey, going on. So because there's a lot of players and moving parts going on, and you have limited roster spots, and so it's a lot of teams. After this group of players. So it's a little crazy.
Yeah,
But it's good. It's crazy fun.
Where did quarterback end up being on the must need want arc? Did you think you might end up with one?
Well, we just didn't have really the opportunity to get, you know, to take someone, you know, in a spot that we, you know, we felt good about. So I'm not saying I wouldn't call it a must necessarily, but look, you're always looking to add to your team.
It seems like you guys had a pretty solid plan coming into free agency and the draft. Do you feel like it worked out pretty well for you with the free agency brought in combined with these guys?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't say that we did everything that we wanted to do, and yet I think we did the majority of things that we had on our, you know, action list early on. We got accomplished, and you know, we still have a little work to do too, though. All right, thank you guys. Thank you.